In this bulletin, COVID-19 claims two more lives in New South Wales, Victoria records zero new local coronavirus cases, and in sport, Australia's men's hockey team going for gold at the Tokyo Olympics. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. Two more people have died in New South Wales with COVID-19. One, a woman in her 80s from Sydney's inner west who was not vaccinated. The other was a man in his 20s from the city's southwest who was confirmed to have the virus. Chief Health Officer Kerry Chant says he died at home yesterday.
He was being cared for by Southwestern Sydney Local Health District during his isolation period, and he'd reached for day 13. He was being followed up daily by nursing staff, and he had suddenly deteriorated.
And New South Wales recorded 233 cases of community transmission in the last 24 hours. At least 47 of those were infectious in the community. Queensland has recorded 16 new locally acquired cases of COVID-19. All the infections have been linked to the Indooroopilly Delta cluster and are within the 11 local government areas in lockdown. Four are linked to Ironside State School, two to Indooroopilly State High School, one to Brisbane Boys Grammar, and nine are close contacts or family members of cases already identified in the cluster. The outbreak now includes 63 people, making it the biggest outbreak since the first last year. Deputy Premier Stephen Miles has appealed for people to only leave home for essential purposes.
It has to be essential, and the onus is on the individual to have a reason to leave their home, not on retailers or businesses. Now is not the time to buy outdoor furniture. There will be time before summer to get sun lounges.
A record 51,000 COVID-19 tests were carried out in the state yesterday. Health Minister Yvette Dath has thanked people for turning out and says it's critical big testing numbers continue if the state is to exit lockdown on Sunday.
The next 5 days, it's up to you. Whether we extend this lockdown, whether we spread the virus to the community, that is up to each and every one of us.
A locally acquired COVID-19 infection in Cairns announced yesterday remains under investigation. It's confirmed to be the Delta variant but is not linked to the current outbreak in Brisbane. The reef pilot was fully vaccinated in March and is suspected of contracting the virus through his work. Chief Health Officer Jeanette Young says he has very little virus in his system.
His partner and child are negative, but he did take his child to a childcare centre, so that's why the childcare centre his child attends has been closed while they clean it and assess the risk there. And we've stood up a lot of additional clinics in that Cairns area.
Victoria has reported no new cases of COVID-19 with more than 30,000 test results received. It's the first day of zero cases in Victoria since the state's Delta outbreak began in mid-July. Active cases continue to fall, dropping from 124 to 99. Victoria's testing commander, Jerome Weimar, says it's a good result.
So in terms of the overall outbreak, we obviously have still more work to do. These outbreaks are not over until we've got everybody cleared, until all remaining leads have been closed down, all exposure sites released. And my thanks to all the public health teams for their ongoing work to drive this outbreak fully into the ground.
In sport, at the Olympics, Australia will play in the men's hockey final after beating Germany 3-1. The Kookaburras, who are ranked world number one, will battle Belgium for the gold medal in Tokyo tomorrow night. While in the men's basketball, Australia have beaten Argentina 97-59 to face the United States in a semi-final. The Boomers are looking to win their first ever medal in an international tournament. And now for a look at today's weather forecast. Perth, partly cloudy, 18. Adelaide, a shower or two, 15. Melbourne, a few showers, 14. Hobart, a shower or two developing, 13. Canberra, a shower or two and 10. Wollongong, very windy and sunny, 17. Sydney, much the same, 17 degrees. Newcastle, windy and sunny, 18. Brisbane, becoming windy and sunny, 21. Cairns, mostly sunny, 28. And Darwin, similar conditions, 34. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.